For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Virtual reality, or VR, is big business. In 2015, global revenues of VR in the gaming industry reached over $4 billion. That's according to IT solutions company Think Mobiles. Today, VR technology is affordable and available. Many people are now strapping on headsets to experience artificial environments of all kinds.
You're going to actually be seated the whole time. We're not going to walk. Okay. So the main thing you may need...
But in Columbia, staff at the Richland County Library wants you to don a pair of their VR headsets to experience an environment that's unfortunately not artificial to many people in South Carolina, but instead an everyday reality.
Just put it on. If it's super blurry, you can just kind of move it around.
Cecil Decker is the Media Arts Coordinator at Richland Library. For the past several weeks, he and other staff have crisscrossed the county, setting up the library's new My Life Experience Empathy Lab. It uses virtual reality and simulation tools to cultivate empathy.
Will my eyes focus eventually?
Users get the chance to try on someone else's life and see things from a new perspective.
Oh, got it. There we
go. This day, the lab is at the Sand Hills Library branch in Northeast Columbia, and the My Life Experience being explored is homelessness.
Oh, I see. Oh, look at this.
Library customer service specialist Yame Himul just started the experience. This is what she hears.
You've been unemployed for over 2 months, and you need to find a more affordable place to live, which is difficult to do in this area.
She sees a nice apartment. There's a sofa, a couple of bookcases, nice pieces of art, a flat screen TV, and other items that make an apartment a home. But then...
While you look for a new place, you decide to sell objects in your apartment to make money for rent. You have enough time before eviction to sell 6 items in your apartment. Choose the items now.
Using hand controllers, Himul selects items to sell. The sofa, gone. Bookcases, gone. The artwork, those are gone too, but it's not enough. The next part of this experience is living in her car.
It was really interesting. It was very realistic. You would have to sell your things in order to stay in your apartment, but it still wasn't enough money. And then eventually they had to sell their car. You look around the car, and you can see all the possessions that they have left. So they still had some stuff left, but then by the time you get to the bus, all you have is that one book bag.
This experience was developed at Stanford University's Virtual Human Interaction Lab. Richland's Empathy Lab features other experiences, like being a migrant family. That one was developed by the BBC, and it puts you...
on a boat crossing illegally from Turkey to Greece, trying to flee and get somewhere safer.
Tamara King is Richland Library's Community Relations Director. She was looking for a way the library could help communities become more connected. She saw how other entities, not libraries, were using virtual reality for criminal justice.
To show people what it was like to be in a cell, I thought, well, we have the technology. Why can't we do that? Why can't that be our empathy lab? And let's take it a step further. Let's look at simulation tools, right? Let's look at gloves that stop you from being able to have full use of your hands. Let's look at glasses that shows you what it's like to have a loss of sight or to be visually impaired.
She hopes Richland Library can help lead other libraries to start using VR in this way.
I think when other libraries who have the equipment see how easy it is to just download something and create this experience for yourself, we're hoping that other libraries will do this.
So far, about 300 people have used the lab to experience the life of someone else. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.